Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. Yesterday you should have gotten a prayer stimulus package. Those were delivered to, that's what I call it. There's 120 member units that should have received these yesterday. We know that there were a couple individuals that did not. If you did not receive one, come let me know or let Callie know, email the office. But inside that package was a book called Draw the Circle. This is going to be the focus of our worship services and also our life together as a church from September 7th all the way through October 16th. We're going to focus on the topic of prayer. This book has 40 daily devotions, about three pages. Just something that every Christian should be doing. It's something that Jesus just plainly taught. Be in prayer. Uplift the concerns that are right in front of you. So that's really cool. All our members got that. Then also to keep the dentists happy in town and their business going, there's candy, which is excellent, a sweet treat. And then a letter as well, and kind of a poem, Sweet Hour of Prayer. So anyways, hopefully you got that, and one way to stay connected with our congregation. I also wanted to let you know, too, that we have more freezer meals that were made. So if you have a need, please let us know. We had probably 20-plus meals made yesterday and maybe 20 or so made a week before. So there's plenty that's available. Also on your way out the door, there's produce available as well. So pick up something on your way out. Have you guys ever been caught in a storm in Philomath? Something that just came upon you rather suddenly? Yeah, a few of you have. It can happen. It's just that storm coming in from the coast, right over the mountain, right over Mary's Peak, and it just comes upon us, and there's wind, and there's rain, and it's pretty sudden. It comes upon us. Well, today we're going to find out that the disciples were caught in a storm with Jesus on the Sea of Galilee, and it's in that moment that Jesus gives an amazing miracle. He speaks, and the waves and the wind obey his voice. It's good to have a Savior that does that. And so we have our own storms. You come into church this morning and you've got storms that you're facing. Jesus speaks in it today. His forgiveness, his love is yours. Let it bring peace and calm in your life. I do want to share just some final announcements, and that's about our upcoming Schedule It piece. Next Sunday is a drive-by communion service out in the parking lot. You do not have to RSVP for this. Just show up. That's 9:30 out in the parking lot. All you'll do is just come in like you did a couple months ago and be guided by the ushers that are in the parking lot and take your spot out in the parking lot and tune your radio to the station that we share with you as you come in. And the service is rather short, but it is an opportunity to come and receive Christ's body and blood and be strengthened in your faith and life for today. That's next Sunday, September 6th. The next Sunday, the next weekend, is the beginning of our fall worship schedule. We will have in-person, all-age Bible study at 10 o'clock. And then that will go till about 10:40 or so. We'll have a break, and then worship will be at 11 o'clock, about 11 to about 11:45 each Sunday. That's going to be our new schedule starting Sunday, September 13th. If you have questions, check out our website. There's details about that, and also check our emails out as well. I think that does it for our announcements this morning. This morning we conclude our series on A Month of Miracles. We're going to find out that moment when Jesus spoke those words, "Peace be still." Pray that it brings peace to your life today. Let's open up with a song that was sung here at Peace called "Let There Be Peace on Earth." It was recorded November of 2019. We take this moment for quiet meditation.